In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ is among us.
He is in all his glory.
On the second to final Sunday before Great Lent begins, the Church turns our attention to judgment, the final judgment. If you are following your Melkite calendar and doing the readings each day, you will have noticed that all the readings were preparing us for this Sunday, just as in this coming week, all the readings from Monday through Saturday are preparing us for the following Sunday, and such is how our cycle works. Each Monday is a beginning the preparation for the next Sunday. While the Western tradition places the theme of judgment at the end of their calendar, liturgical calendar year, the Byzantine Church, the Greek Melkite Church, places it immediately before Great Lent begins. Since the objective of Great Lent is metanoia, today's theme and reminder of the final judgment is aimed to arouse in your heart and mind a desire for conversion. Take seriously Great Lent. Don't waste the time. As St. Paul writes, now is the acceptable time. Now is the acceptable time to reflect on how you have responded to what God has gifted to you, namely divine life, to become a partaker in the divine nature, divinization, theosis, holy illumination, and the gift of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit with all that comes with the Holy Spirit, his gifts and his fruits. Now is the acceptable time to review soberly. How white have you kept the wedding garment God gave to you on the day of your baptism? How have you kept burning brightly that light of Christ that was given to you at your baptism and that we focused upon at the feast of the encounter of the Lord on Friday night? Does it burn brightly in your heart? What does it mean to be divinized? What does it mean to have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit and to receive those gifts? It's summarized in the very words of Jesus the Christ when he said, and he taught, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. It means to love as God loves. Created in the image and likeness of God means the human person has been created to love as God loves. Divine love, quote, seeks not its own. It rather seeks the interests of the other. End of quote. And in another letter, St. Paul writes these words, quote, Christ died for all, that they who live should henceforth no longer live unto themselves, but unto him. Or them, who died for you and rose again, end of quote. And St. Paul also writes these words, quote, let every one of us please his neighbor toward his own or her own edification, building up unto the good for Christ pleased not himself. End of quote. And we can give verse after verse or read chapter after chapter, and the same theme runs through all of them about what true, authentic love is. The merciful love of God is unselfish love. It's sacrificial love. It's disinterested love. It's selfless love. It's the love that goes beyond the old commandment to love those who do good to you. It is a selfless love that does good to one's own enemies, to those who harm you, to those who have betrayed you. Thus we heard in today's gospel passage, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me to drink. When I was naked, you clothed me. When I was sick and imprisoned, you gave me comfort. Those on the left, condemned to eternal death, read it carefully, they were not condemned to death for crimes or sins of murder, adultery, lying, or theft. They were condemned because they did not fulfill perfectly the two great commandments of love. Our Heavenly Father will recognize His children by their genuine, sacrificial, disinterested, self-forgetting love. Because that's who He is. And so that is being made as His image and likeness. That is how we are to live. Quote, and though, says St. Paul, I have the gift of prophecy and understanding all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have faith and yet have not selfless love, I am nothing. Though I give all my goods to the poor, to feed the poor, and I give my body over to be burned, and have not selfless love, it all profits me nothing. End of quote. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 2 and 3. Judgment Sunday is meant to arouse you and me to ponder soberly how well have you loved God, self, neighbor, and creation. While the ascetical practices of great prayer and fasting tend to receive the greater focus and probably maybe the greater complaining during Great Lent, the central focus is not on that. The central focus is on a greater awareness of God and your neighbor, and then the freedom, the interior freedom to do what St. John the Apostle teaches in his first letter, quote, as Christ did, we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren, end of quote. The brethren who are not only physically hungry, and physically thirsty and physically naked, but also the brethren who suffer in their hearts sorrow, grief, anxiety, isolation, and alienation. That, my friends, is the greatest sickness in the United States, so said Mother Teresa. And above all, those who suffer the loss of Christ and remain unrepentant. Nonetheless, when fulfilling the great commandment of selfless love, one cannot forget as well, there is a rightly ordered self-love. Yes, the rightly ordered self-love. For Christ commanded, quote, love your neighbor as yourself, end of quote. And so our holy fathers teach thus, quote, what about the brethren who are wasting away from the famine of neglecting God's commandments? What does the soul gain if man has fed the multitude of the poor, but has allowed Christ to die within himself? Christ is among us.
He is among us.